What's up, guys?
You good?
What's wrong? What happened?
What's up, guys? We got some tales for y'all. I'm one of your hosts, Jordy.
It's your boy, Loscopic, aka Jaquero, aka Miguel.
I'm Heber.
We got some tales for y'all. And I wanted to dive into this one.
Right, man.
And I want to talk about this occurrence. I went to this park recently, and one of these on the thought, because usually, fuck.
What happened when we went to the park?
So much. That's the thing.
Right.
Because I'm learning to be more intensely in the moment, and this is part in the park. Where it's a bridge, and when you get to the bridge, all the birds are there, and like I love that place. That's like I'm pretty sure that's my favorite place, and I need to take y'all. But in being there, it showed me the thoughts that came up. Just the cruelty of my mind, in a sense, or the dramatic amount of what these thoughts are, and it started showing me my mindset that I have. And saying that, it showed me like that mindsets and ideas are just applicable to your own. So it made me dive into this, and I wrote out how nature makes you view your mindset. And in saying that, it let me view my mindset, but in a way that it let me just listen and just made me just be with it. And this made me empathize with myself pretty deeply, on the sense that these thoughts, I'm not the person, not the person who I have to be. And these thoughts are just the mindset I've been grown up or just happened to become. And I have the willpower to get out of this, because once you notice those thoughts that are just so monkey brain, as they call it, and you just realize you don't have to hold on to them.
Right.
And just really
seeing them fly by.
Really life-changing.
I really see it like a visual of them like kind of passing by, you know?
That's exactly what I mean. Like I really like when you just with yourself and you just, any thoughts is, and you really like, okay, I don't have to attach myself to like this. Like, if I'm being cruel to myself, if I'm just having stress, I'm like, oh, I'm stressed out. But like, I'm outside. I'm not even there. And I'm thinking about that shit, and I'm not even there. And like, that's not life anymore. That's just the past. And that's not even there. And it's like, I have to be here to really pay attention to my mindset, and from my mindset I can choose who I want to become in the right now. Nature is incredibly grounding to me, and every time I've gone out and I see why multiple people, I'm talking about when Nathaniel Drew goes on daily routines and tries out daily routines and how they go in nature a lot, and it can be very grounding for ideas.
Alright. So would you say you don't think so much past the, obviously, you know, when you're out there, it is, you know, it's beautiful, you know, and so it's like you might be in awe, right? Do you ever like think further on like the complexities of what you're looking at? Because it seems like more so like you're going inside of your mind, or like what would you say?
Yeah, because like once I view my mindset, it's like this shit doesn't fucking matter, bro.
Well, I mean, visually, like in the nature. In the
So, the thoughts are distracting me from the fucking nature because I'm in my head, bro.
Right.
I was like, okay, this, you know, get the fuck out of my way. Then it's like, I'm here. I'm on this bridge. And I'm like, okay, I'm looking at these birds. And these birds calling themselves. And I hear so many different birds. All these whistles. There's a... I don't know how it goes. And I just... Every time I listen to that, I hear that one. I'm like, oh, that's my favorite one. Oh, that's my favorite one. But I don't know what it means to them. Like, I wonder what they're saying to each other. Probably just want to fuck or something. Yeah, but really... Yeah. It's so, like, complex. And, like, all the communications. And I was seeing... all the little groups they have, the groups of birds, and how they find like communities and shit. Like they all flock with each other. And I was seeing the squirrels, and I was seeing the squirrel like dig up shit. I'm like, bro, he's getting nuts right now. He's digging nuts. Like this is full planning, like for the future type shit.
Man, right before your eyes.
Man, it's incredible. Everything, life, man. And I was seeing all the different species of plants, all the grass, all everything, the flowers and shit. It's incredible. All these ecosystems, how nature will always make a way. Like, you know, how we made bridges?
Yeah.
Nature makes bridges naturally. And we're just like, oh, that's a good idea. And we made a fucking bridge. Like, it's like, it's everything is already there, man. Like planes, we looked at a fucking bird. We're like, oh, we did that. We did it.
Yeah, all of our ideas came from, or not all, but you know, well maybe all came from, you know, nature because it's
In a sense, yeah, because
like because that's what all your influences were nature, and so that's what the only thing that you could think, and so it's like, but sure there was self philosophies, but that's just internal, you know, like that goes to the mind. And,
but like guys, like not only does it like influence nature and like make you like. You know, look at like everything in nature is what we have today, but like the number one thing that every building has today is wood. Like, not only does it
influence. Is that true mind, though? You can't always knock on wood. You're like, where is it at?
Like, everything we have today is from nature. Clothing is made out of cotton. Houses are made out of fucking wood. Like, bro, like, literally everything from nature is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just. But.
Such a dumb fucking joke,
bro. What joke?
Yeah, but everything is made out of nature.
So it's like
it was that good.
Nature is life, bro.
Nature's life.
For sure.
It's cool how you mentioned how like nature makes bridges, you know? It's like sometimes it has a mind of its own, dude. Like it literally has a mind of its own.
It does.
Like, it's living, bro. It's living.
Do you think it has a heart of its own, or it's ruthless?
Dude, it's. I mean, we can't comprehend, dude. We truly can't. Like we just can't comprehend being alive in that sense.
Dude, real shit. What if nature's God?
I mean, dude, calm down, bro. We're here with him, bro.
Bro, I literally believe in God because of nature, man. Because it's just like, okay.
Makes sense.
Fuck! I mean, there was a quote.
There's a lot of, like, relative theories, I guess, that have, like it's so...
Because, nature is everything, right? Like, literally everything. Like, really, because we're just isolated in this fucking box, bro. In the internet.
In our...
But really, this is nature. Like, this is nature.
On planet Earth.
We become we live some suburban dudes, so we're detached from nature, right? Like we live in a fucking box and we're detached and we have little trees like boom boom boom. This is nature. This is nothing. This is not nature. This is like this is our image of like yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
And that's why I remember talking about this on the other podcast about the like I wanna build like a fucking school surrounded in damn nature, man.
Yeah,
but
I'm like good looking.
It's so important.
No, I'm fine. But no, I get you. It's
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
How nature, like to live the life like nature is, like nature is extremely adaptable. It adapts, like it has a purpose. The purpose is to grow, right? And right. that's its purpose, I guess.
Yeah.
And to manifest more stuff. So like if we manifest ourselves completely and just go with the flow of nature, we're gonna be like
grow.
It's never just like grow. It's like the bridges are like,
what do you mean exactly?
Like that, man.
So
because okay.
So this it relates to like human nature, you know, like what's our nature essentially, you know. And I thought of it and not analogous.
Like just letting it all grow out, or what?
Well, the fact that plants grow and they're serving a purpose essentially, right? And so mm-hmm. so it's like, you know, like I imagine, you know, that there's like videos of like plants, you know, like surfing through like get trying to reach the light essentially, you know, like their purpose is to live in this way, right? To grow, right. To grow, like Chris said, to grow. Their purpose is to grow mainly, right?
Okay.
And so in my head instantly went to analogous to humans and how our like I guess purpose is like firstly to think, and then obviously the primal stuff first. Obviously the primal stuff first. But then it's like,
yeah, the first thing is to reproduce, man.
Primal stuff. And then it's like the first purpose is to think, and then thinking leads to wanting to do things. And essentially creation. Creation and, you know, expression, expression of creation and you know, taking in the expression.
But the thing is
nature. But yeah.
But the thing is that primal state is creation, man.
What do you mean problem? What are you on about?
Bro, we make human beings.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I guess I'm trying to wonder if the Maslow hierarchy of needs is like a guaranteed next step for civilizations, you know. But yeah, that's a different discussion. We've the only civilization.
I 100% think if all our needs are met in the world, we would like we would go like so high in the humanity.
Yeah.
100%. And different topic, everyone. I was like, the reason is like, man, a lot of poor places in the world. And if we fix the poverty in the world and we meet the basic needs so they can fulfill themselves, a lot will come.
Yeah.
But I want to go back. That's a whole different thing. You know how I was talking about the bridge? Nature goes its own way. You know how, okay. You know how we're going to the park and there's like, there's a sidewalk? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, the cement sidewalks. Yes, pavement. Yes.
Yes, cement sidewalks. And you know, on the sides of sidewalks, there's other paths, like literally, like this, but going through. Like it's like the sidewalk is here, but there's also another way on the grass. Like someone else walked in there so much and made a new path. Oh. Okay, but it's not a sidewalk. It's just like.
Yeah, or like if a car drives so over so type shit.
Yeah. So I saw this post on TikTok. It says the desires paths are unplanned small trails created by the mechanical erosion caused by humans or animal traffic. These paths signify the initial path's design failed to connect to human behavior. The endless human desire to have a choice. The importance of not having someone choose your own path. Now, this kind of correlates, but I'm talking about this bridge shit. And it's like, we can, like, and nature always makes its own way. Like, it chooses its own. Maybe, I don't know if it chooses, but fucking.
It finds a way.
But yeah, bro.
It always finds its way. So my biology teacher said.
But I want to circle back to nature viewing your mindset. And I want to mainly talk about that. Because there's the very beautiful nature and awe, it's incredible. But the help of what nature can bring to one because if you just ignore yourself, as in like the thoughts, or just not even like if you attach yourself, I mean, to the thoughts, because I feel like this is like a very helpful way to detach yourself from the thoughts, your thoughts, because you're so overwhelmed by the beauty of the world, right? If you're into that, then it's like, okay, now look at the thoughts that come in your head. Do you want to be that? Is that the person you generally want to be and associate? Like, is this a person you would talk to? If this person was quoting this stuff to you, if this person was always fucking mean to you as the way you are in your head, are you going to speak to this person? So it's like, it's been very helpful, very grounding for me, for how nature. So it's like,
nature does.
It's like, I really don't know how to. Yeah, it's like really like, have you guys ever experienced this in like what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, man. Dude, I've had my run-in with nature a couple times in my life, bro. Let me just tell you that. Yeah, bro, I remember when I was a lot younger, I used to ride bikes a lot. I was an outdoors kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't in the house playing the game. I was out and about. But I really, at a young age, was really into, like, going into, like, the woods and shit. And I will say, bro, like, being there, like, I would even have dreams about that shit at, like, at night and shit and, like, doing what I was doing. Because I remember I used to make, like, fucking, like, forts and shit, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it took a minute, but, like, I remember, like, one time it took, like, 6 months to make this little fort. But literally, like, one day, like, winds were fucking stupid and it flooded and it fucking got nanny. But yeah,
by the winds.
I remember like
classic.
Anyways, nature is in my heart, right? But what's it called? It's just beautiful, man. But like the second time I got really into it was during my quote unquote spiritual awakening back in like 2020.
Yeah,
when I was going through something.
Earlier, I was thinking like nature is a very spiritual thing for a lot of people, you know, that's just a thought that occurred. You know, it's very, just
like, don't get me wrong, it's very good to tap in with yourself and, you know how you're feeling and aware of like what you're thinking and all that.
Oh yeah, the term grounded. That's
definitely grounded, bro. Being grounded and shit, but yeah, bro, it's just. It was definitely a time when I was really into nature.
I was thinking like earlier. I think I can see how it can make you think more rationally of thoughts that are flying by, maybe because you're in a different space, obviously because of the space. You say something, Chris?
Yeah, I was gonna ask y'all, how important do you feel how important do you guys feel nature is to one's life?
Essential.
100%.
Necessary, more than necessary. You can't live without it. It is something you literally wouldn't have around you. I guarantee you within a 2 feet radius, bro. Like, oh my gosh. Like, it's something that. Will forever have changed our lives. Excuse me? Sorry.
How do you feel about people who basically. It's not a nature person?
How I feel about people who are not nature people? I respect everybody's, you know, beliefs on whatever it is that they choose to believe or not, but
he's like, I don't fuck with him though. He's like,
it's different perspective, bro. Like I haven't met somebody really truly like that. You know, I understand people like hate getting bit by mosquitoes in the woods, but like for people to like truly say like they don't fuck with nature, I just think
this whole time, like, it has been hard to conceive a like what the steel man for that is, I guess, you know.
True.
Because, I mean...
Dirty. Smell.
He said, oops. What the fuck?
No, but, like, where are you going, bro?
No.
Nah, but.
But no, I think, like, no, I think we have to try to steal madness, though, because it's
yeah, because, so like, think, what does it mean to hate nature, essentially?
Or no, not fuck I don't think, nature? I don't think any, but, well, I don't think anybody truly hates nature unless, I think the conditions would have to be, like, some allergy or, like, you know, some medical thing. Or, right. Or
it's tied to something personally, bro.
Yeah. Or trauma, right?
Or trauma inducing, yeah.
And if it, outside of those two things, I think everybody should enjoy nature. But the people that might not be nature people are just people that don't get nature often, you know?
They're just not tapped in enough, I gotcha. Yeah,
they just don't get that often, you know? And,
yeah, and, like, all respect to that, you know? Like,
it's, I mean, dude, instantly, dude, I thought of, like these pro gamers, because, like, they essentially play, like, 16 hours a day every day, you know? Dude, like, that's
just
their life.
They literally, you know? Just
and, like, leave I'm and like,
play. Wow. What's in that G Fuel, bro?
A little bit of caffeine.
A little bit. A lot of what? Man, shit. Nah, but I hear you, though, bro. Like, they literally just don't fuck with nature at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, their nature is.
You can't say indoors. It like that. I think that's a bit aggressive. I think that's a bit aggressive for okay, how man, I just defined them. Come on.
Hey. Gotta check your boy on God, bro. I was being a little too aggressive there. It's cool. All love.
Like,
it's to respect me, man.
Hey, man, you're right. See, self correction. Always room for improvement, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, man. You're right. They definitely don't spend as much time in nature as, like, for other people. You know? But, yeah, what were you saying,
Chris? But the thing I want to do, when I, this is just besides the point though.
For sure.
The thing I want to do with nature, I've been talking about it, and I didn't write down and actually plan this shit.
Yeah.
I want to go on every trail that's like in our city first. Then I want to go on every trail in the area, in the Metroplex. Then I want to go on every trail in Texas. I want to do that before. Texas. I want to do that, man. Like, I really want Texas, bro.
I'm like, Texas is a scary place, brother. I'm playing.
Dude, you definitely gotta watch out for poison ivy, brother.
Like, buddy, I've only been here, like.
Listen, well, man, I definitely root for your shit, and I promise you it's possible if you put your levels into it. It's definitely possible if you put your, you know what I'm saying? Like David Goggins said, your blood, sweat, and tears, and probably like six other things, but what's it called? Con cuidado, brother. I salute to you.
He's like, there's some dangerous trails out there. But you got this, bro.
Damn, you gonna leave me hang up? Fuck you. Nah, sure. He's like, oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Shit. Ow, bro. You'll bring hurt, bro. Shit. Nah, fuck with shit. He's like, take that shit off, bro, if you gonna dab me up again. Fuck. Look at that. I'm like, bro. Like, my shit looking like a fucking, like, I don't know, bro. My shit looking like hazel peanut Nutella shit, bro. Heber got like gray eyes over there, you know?
What is gray eyes? Or whatever. What is
Heber has no eyes, bro.
Heber's soulless, bro.
But Heber's soulless.
That's funny as fuck to say for some reason.
Like, guys, I think I have a very loving soul.
Yo, what the fuck is that?
You guys want to talk about. No,
bro, we gotta talk about someone else. What's the cut? So, lastly, we're gonna talk about Heber. We're not gonna talk about Heber, but Heber has something to bring up. Well, unless he wants to talk about
No,
Heber.
No.
What's up, Chris?
Damn, what's up, Yordi?
Okay.
What's it called?
Shit, we're talking about. It comes to a point when we're talking to people, and
oh, shit. Okay.
It comes to the point where we're talking to people, and we put our preconditioned thoughts onto them instinctively. Absolutely. Human nature type shit.
Damn,
and it's been a thing, or trying to really build this muscle in my soul to listen to people without judging, and. I feel they can be an enormous benefit from just getting out of your own ass and actually, like, being there with the person. And just, like, us accepting them as whatever comes out, and rather than holding them to the past and just really being there for the person who whatever's thing is going to come out, it's pretty incredible in retrospect of the complexity of a human being. You know, it's like, how much can actually come to you if you just let them go?
Yeah, because, you know, say you ask somebody like a quick question, like what's your occupation, right? And they give a quick response, quick response to the occupation, and it's like you judge what their occupation is like by just the name, right? And so it's like you need to listen to them, or you need to ask more questions about it to have a more accurate judgment, you know, to understand this part of their mind more accurately, so that judgment can be so you could, and only at that point you should allow yourself to hold that judgment sturdier. Early stages of judgment should be kept to yourself, because or not held on to, actually. Or at least try to not hold on to them strongly. Yeah.
So when is it okay to be judgmental?
Well, you're always going to be judgmental. When is it okay to be judgmental? I mean, I feel like it's a little bit of intuition and good intention, you know? Yeah. You know, because you know the person by person scenario, and also, you know, topic by topic aspect of this person, you know what I mean? Make sure you know all the relating aspects to whatever the issue that you want to judge on or say something on, you know, but yeah. And if anything, just ask more questions to have a stronger hold on to judgment, you know, because that's how you that's how you can be more assured of yourself in your judgment.
I feel like we would cure all the problems in the world. That's a big statement. I feel like we would get so much done if communication was probably like the first law of the world, to be as expressive as we could. Can and really try to understand each other rather than try to be right or wrong.
All right, what's the First Amendment, bro? Like, freedom of speech. No, but I get
freedom
what you're
of speech, but it doesn't communication mean understand each other.
I for sure. No, 100%. It's a difficult problem. It's a problem, you know.
Yeah, I always think of that Matthew McConaughey shit. But like, they're trying to understand each other better than right rather than be right or wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's you know, it's the power of Lex Fridman likes to believe that, you know, through conversation is, you know, and understanding each other through conversation, person by person conversation, it's it can save the world, essentially, you know. That
Yeah, like speaking can save the world.
To understand each other, you know.
Talk your shit.
Yeah. And coming in with that intention is important, obviously. But yeah.
Because, like, so
definitely
wars
someone
would
else
not
thought that. I feel the same way you do.
That's how you solve wars, essentially. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or that's how, that's a belief on how, that's shit, I fuck with it. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not the only one, bro.
Like, in my understanding, I'm not really that deep in research in the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Is like you need oil type shit, Russia, and just absolutely trying to get more oil. And it's like, damn, bro, like you're taking this shit about forest type B. What if like Ukraine went into a deal, like we all win, you know what I mean? But like then the price of oil would be different if we all agree on it. Then we're like, okay, whenever we meet all it needs, it's like what actually is valuable in the world and how can we progress? But
there's just so many components first that off, just affect
communication
that.
Is very difficult for them. Communication because of policies or policies or regulations have destroyed communication.
Okay. I feel that communication is just to see the truth of each other.
Yeah.
And from there we can choose.
But
we can choose what.
Right, but obviously on the world scale, it's like...
I can't see you, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I really can't. Yeah, like, I don't know your lips.
On the world power scale, it's like... It's a different notion of like you can't be vulnerable, you know. That's how the world nation feel, the nations feel. They can't be vulnerable because that's you know, they have fucking nukes, you know, like fucking, you know, it's out of fear, I guess, you know. So I guess it's also too many conversations for them to be. I mean, there's so many conversations that they gotta have to resolve this issue, right? And some things have to entirely be explained for there to potentially be a solution. So it's like so much work that they're just not willing to, like, kind of like, they're like, let's think of a quicker solution, you know, because it's like, it's difficult, you know. It's just damn, it's crazy. I'm like, how I see no solution in sight, but there has to be a solution.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, like, do you think
I don't know. I don't know exactly I think, but this is. I think. It maybe once like it would have to be in a whole different system of regulation. I think regulations have to change. Like right now, obviously, like with even like instantly, I kind of thought of like crypto, because crypto is like evolving faster than regulators can even understand, and so it's like already massive flaw in regulation. They don't understand how to regulate this technology because they don't understand the technology, and it's like and so that goes into every other sector, and so it's like fuck this and fuck.
Wait. Is it because it's so much, it's too overwhelming that it's like, I don't know how it's gonna be done? Is it that?
It's a lot of problems that I don't know the accurate numbers on, but.
Yeah, there's statistics behind this shit.
Yeah, but there's a lot. Yeah.
I think in my head, in my plan, I see a plan. I feel if people became to reality of their life, just saw their life as what it is, and spoke about what they needed, what they actually need, they would just say, basically tell you, what are my problems? Because we naturally are... Problem. So like, we want to, like, if I tell you my life and you would tell me your opinion on it, and it's like, okay, this is the solution to your shit. So
no, I hate that shit.
But the thing is, that's feedback. If you give me music, I tell you, you can be better if you do this. And it's like, nah.
No, that's constructive criticism. I fucks with that. But I'm saying, like, say, for example, like, someone's looking into your life, like, hey, you know, this is how my life's going. He's like, bro, like, you could totally, like, do this, bro. Like,
Miguel just doesn't like it being intrusive.
No, I don't like assumptions being made. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you mean by that, as in, like, why you in my life type shit. But I'm trying to meet your needs, not...
I would say it only refers to if you ask for help. It only relates to that.
Yeah, like, we have to see our lives. What do we need? It's like you're asking for help. Yeah. Like, okay, I need this. I'm lacking food. Like, I'm lacking this shit. Like, I'm lacking sources for my.
Miguel has a problem with asking for help.
if you say go get it and you can't, the truth. The reality of your life that is really hard to get it, or is like inaccessible to get this.
You know, handouts. You finna get it yourself, man.
You think you gotta do everything in this world yourself? Huh? You know.
Came here alone. I die alone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, you got people around you.
I'm so looking ass. It's just, I don't know, man. I guess there's definitely like it's an understanding, you know. Like, hey, bro, Hebrew, give me a sandwich. All right, bro, I'll make you a sandwich. Give me a sandwich. That's a terrible example. And then understanding that, like, all right, bro,
I ain't making no damn sandwich.
Like, I didn't give you up, you know what I'm saying? But like, I communicated, so. Right. Even if he didn't make me the sandwich, I would understand where he's coming from, because he would tell me, you know, why he wouldn't make me the sandwich. And I'll be like, okay, you know what? that makes more sense. I understand. Like, either way, like, communicating and communicating regardless of what the outcome is, always very essential. So, 100%, man.
To talk about this sandwich predicament.
It's more so if you can make your own fucking... What about it?
Or, if you can make your own fucking sandwich, and you're very capable, and you're just wanting someone else to do something for you that you can do yourself, yeah, then you have to see that. You can do yourself, then this is just not really correlated.
Heber's right, it was a shit example. But you're right. If you're more than capable to, then yeah. Absolutely. And that's why I'm also like, you know what? Talking about go get it yourself.
Miguel thinks he's more than capable to do anything.
But do you understand what I'm trying to do? You're saying you're more than capable to do it.
No, I said
you're capable of doing it. What I'm talking about, if you truly can't have it because your life situation doesn't allow you to have this.
Yeah. Then
go that's when you... For help.
Like, I need damn, help. I get it now.
I need help. I need help.
Okay. Damn, you know what? I think I have a hard time with vulnerability, but you're right.
You're right. He's like, fuck. He's
but I think I will say, though, I think... You know, I'll just shut the fuck up on that because it will get very radical. But I mean no harm, man. I really don't. I just can go really into depth about it, you know? Because I kind of have a thought or two on it, but definitely don't want to talk about this really to that level of depth. Ah, shit. I said too much, huh? All right. So basically, bro, I just feel like...
I was going to ignore fucking, you.
I fucking speak my whole life story. Nah, what you got to say, Avery?
I was just going to ignore you. No, but not like the air, like,
I ain't even got water in this bitch. What am I drinking it for? Yeah,
dude, I don't remember what I was gonna say.
I understand.
No, but so it's because I was trying to think of a different, I was trying to say something more about judgment. One last thing, Chris, you have anything left to say on judgment? Oh, but I don't exactly remember right now what that thing on judgment is.
Okay.
And I don't know if I remember it, and I'm kind of upset that I can't remember it. So,
dude, I hate when this shit happens. It's like fucking pre-early dementia.
Has there been situations where this has... It's basically like a light every day, night. Is that the right phrase to use? Night and day. It's like night and day. Like once you implemented this in your life, because this has tremendously helped me. Like as just for myself and listening to others. I'm basically asking the question: has this helped you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, helped me, definitely, but. It kind of started off, well, okay, so I thought of, I remembered one thing I kind of wanted to say, but I thought of back in, like, I think it was, I don't know, statistics class, but we had the substitute, this guy who was, the Chiefs, the Chiefs, dude, I can't believe we had him when the Chiefs won, dude, that's amazing, dude, they won the Super Bowl, dude. Yes, dude, that's amazing. Dude, that was his prime time. I'm so glad I got to see him during that era. But this is just a substitute we had for a while. But this guy, he was like, I don't remember what he said, but it made me think about how you don't judge, or he said and it made me think. Cause I already like I already understood.
He says something.
And so this idea of like not judging people, don't judge steeply. It's like I've already reckoned I deal with that my whole life type shit. Like, but in this moment I kind of thought of another way to think about it was. You don't judge a person, or you don't judge a group of people by one person, right? In the group. Like if one person is acting a fool, and that doesn't mean the rest of the group the kids are fools, you know?
Yeah, bro. Like just because I act like this, don't mean they act like this. Like.
And then immediately thought of analogy to, well, you don't judge a person by one instance of seeing an action, you know, or one instance of your first judgment, you know. You shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You don't exert any of that, or you shouldn't, I guess, you know.
All right.
Because that's not the whole of them, right? And so it's just kind of like a different scale to be it.
But it makes me think about this quote I always think about. This religious quote of Father, forgive them, they only know what they know. Mm. And we always think that we're conscious and really like, we always think that they know what they did to us. Like they fully know the comprehend the amounts that they are dealing to us. And we always think, and we can always think that, oh, they should know. But we really just don't know. Like, we don't know how much of an effect we're going to have on people. We do a lot of crazy things to the world, and it can affect us for a really long time. And we want to get into the
topic. It can affect the world for a really long time. Forever. Yeah. The topic of climate change. And
the change of what?
The change of the climates.
Climate, folks. Pay attention.
But yeah, I mentioned earlier to these fellas how it's kind of funny how, I guess, in the political view, if you call it climate change, it's like, oh, that doesn't mean it's a good or bad thing. So, it's like a Republican stance, right? And then if you call it global warming, it's like, oh, guaranteed this is a bad thing, you know? And so it's like, because, you know, there's debate about climate change. But, yeah, I just, we had a few thoughts, I would say.
I'm Skippy.
Well, first I kind of want to talk about, like, CO2.
Yeah.
But yeah, CO2 use essentially is like what, you know, it's affecting the climate. And I thought of a cool, like, you know, in the podcast I listened to today that made me think about all this climate change stuff is the podcast I listened to today. And the guy mentioned your beer bubbles, you know, there's CO2 in there, you know, and a few different other beverages like Coke. But even that is like, even that is affecting the ozone layer. And so it's about bringing that down, right? Simply, essentially, right? But it's also, he mentioned a lot that climate change is not a very simple thing. It's there's a lot of different problems that are affecting, like, in terms of things that people are doing, that like different sectors of problems that we can have solutions for, and then in a lot of different areas, because, you know, it's a big world, but there's a lot more to say on because innately people think like, oh, just you yourself reduce your carbon output, right? Your carbon footprint, right? You just reduce that as much as you can, right?
Word.
And you get like, I feel like you know, it takes a little work to do that most efficiently, to reduce your carbon footprint as little as you can. It takes a lot of work.
Carbon footprint?
Yeah. It's the amount of CO2 you're releasing essentially, by every task that you do. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot, guys. But just because of our standard of living, you know.
We fucking like we fucking that's CO2 release, bro.
Yeah, you know, but. An interesting point is, like, one of the things that people think, I guess, but, and it does help, is electric cars, you know, that, like, less CO2, right, essentially. But the reality of it is, like, the production of electric cars, like, at least 50% for most of them, is 50% of the production of a regular car and its entire lifespan. So it's essentially... You're still causing a like decent large carbon footprint, and there was a statistic that he mentioned about how 80% of electric car owners have an electric car as their second car, and the statistic also included that they usually only drive their electric vehicle like shorter amount of time than their gas vehicle, and so it's like. It's not even being like optimized fully right now, you know. So it's like it's honestly not like making a huge change, but it's cool.
What's up? Definitely. Sounds
cool. You feel good about yourself.
But for a lot of people, yeah, maybe for sure. It can't.
To make the electric cars, we're releasing so much carbon just to make these
vehicles. 100%.
So it comes to the question I want to ask in the devil's advocate. How much do you think global warming or climate change is actually affecting us? And is it something to really... care about? It's important.
Yeah.
It's definitely important. But is this something we should be worrying about right now?
Yes. I think it's something that we should be worrying about. But there are reasons why we don't worry about it, you know, like psychologically essentially. It's like statistics based, and it goes with our regulators as well. Is the fact that these things, the benefit in these things is too far out for us to want to make any of these decisions to, you know, do it, to reduce carbon footprint. But some of this stuff is happening innately. So, but one of the things that I mentioned is the real way that you can actually, like, exponentially help the problems, because there are many problems with climate change, is kind of like looking locally and seeing what specific problems you could help with in climate change, because trying to see how you can solve that locally, essentially through whether that be like calling like certain like local representatives, and then either that or like looking even at the engineering side of things. Obviously, it's dedication, but it's like, but that's like the best way to do it, rather than like all the silly, like, you know, like you mentioned earlier, you had a point about recycling, that it's like, it's basically like the person, like there's a statistic out, it's like, whack. There's like most of the recycling, I'm pretty sure if you don't use a recycling bin correctly, they're not recycling any of that, bro.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like a lot of people don't use it correctly, and so it's like, damn, that goes to the trash pile now. But it's not even only that. I'm pretty sure there's more factors that I don't know. I'm just assuming, because Chris said that the percentage was 8% gets recycled, and I'm like, that's pretty fucking low. Like, goddamn, like
we need to burn all the plastic to get rid of the plastic, and we can. That plastic burning as energy, and it's cheap.
You know what?
It's good electricity.
I think
that's a large math problem that I want to see like calculatedly proven, kind of, because it can be kind of like, you
know. Word. Nah, but on the real though, like It's crazy, right? Because this whole thing, this whole idea, see, we all understand that the, what we're emitting into the atmosphere is affecting our ozone layers and shit. And so we want to do something about it, right? We all agree that, like, okay, we all agree that we could definitely use a cleaner air, right?
Some countries more than others because they're actually more, like, affected. But yeah,
fair enough. Sure. Hear me out. So.
I just had another name.
No, you're good, bro. But what's it called? There's these deals. Y'all have heard of it. Maybe not. Called the Green New Deal. The New Green Deal. Fuck. Anyways, long story short, I know it through Biden. I found out through Biden, the whole election going on. Especially in his campaign, he really stressed about that part, about renewable energy, you know, being the main source of, like, energy. Like, he's really striving for that, you know?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about solar later and stuff.
Yeah, dude, that's and one the of them. There's solar power, there's wind power, there's hydro, like, water power, like, you know, like, water generating power. Like, he's really
I'll talk about the good ones again.
Okay, bro. Okay. Well, it's like, basically, long story short, there's this debate, right? And so, there's this debate with these two of, shall we, like, stick to non-renewable? Because there's benefits to having a non-renewable, you know, like, profits are, would be much more greater. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, eventually right now. I suggest, theorize.
And, like, investors, bro, you gotta think about the investors behind this shit too. Like, they're looking at,
eventually, they don't really give a fuck how our
environment is, bro. Whichever one is making more money, they're gonna ride with.
That's the thing. Eventually, the profits are going to lead to the renewable resources. Just because, look. The guy, look. He mentioned this in the podcast. These people that benefit off of fossil fuels and stuff. Especially, I guess, prime example, Exxon and, like, gas companies and stuff. They know. That like Exxon, Exxon's a prime example. They found, ooh, they're the first ones.
Oh, the gas station, yeah.
They're the first ones to find out about the fact that CO2 was causing greenhouse gases and was essentially causing climate change, and they hid that for many years, and that you just massively, that was fucked up because they knew that they would fuck up their profits, but even now today, a lot of these different companies, they know, but the obviously it's like. They mentioned that it's not even just money, it's like sometimes a power play, who knows, man, but I think it's just a bunch of, again, it'll be gone eventually. The fossil fuels are going to be gone eventually.
However, I will also add on, though, it's almost like, I understand we gotta hurry up and make sure we get cleaner air, the sooner the better. But I will say, bro, we be jumping the gun hella hard, bro, with, like, cutting certain, you know, oil sources that we have for many years depended on, just cut off completely and expect, you know, these cleaner, like, ways of going about are gonna, like, sufficiently, like, not every car runs on solar power, bro, like, you know what I mean?
Do you want
to?
Like,
you gotta think about the majority of the population that still has to pay for gas, not fucking helium to run their cars, you know what I'm saying? But either way, I do think eventually that's the future. Right now, we're in a different time. But
I feel like, to agree with you, this guy in the podcast, I really want to rewatch it to talk about this more.
Because he did.
It's like, we're getting much better on our climate. We really are.
Right.
But it's a slow rate. Like, we're not, it's like so slow that it seems like it's not happening at all. Like, the cleanest rivers in America are not even, like, are clean compared to way back then. But now it's like, I forgot which place it was. What was it? There was the most dirtiest river in America. But it's not even that fucking dirty, to be honest. Because all the rivers are getting so damn clean. And then everything is getting, like, gradually better. But it's a slow progress. But to go back on what Miguel was talking about, like, we cannot this cold turkey non-renewable shit, because we would be fucked. We would fuck up with all of us. And we need to gradually groove into this and really make a plan, guys.
But that's not what they be doing sometimes, bruh. Sometimes they be jumping the gun, bro. Like when Biden cut out the Keystone, I think it's called the Keystone Pipeline, bro.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what any of that is,
bro. I put it on me, bro. Like that's how I heard it, folks. Like, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, but I didn't really get any idea of what that could be. But
because right now I don't stand either corrected nor correct. Nah, but that's just what I'm, you know, like, it's literally going in my essay due next week, bro.
Shit, you gotta work on that.
Writing a fucking paper on this fucking topic that's related to climate change, believe it or not. But, yeah, that's definitely my two cents on that.
Yeah, I mean, but to your point, it's like, I guess, because the last thing I wrote on here was like, the point that he made about instead of trying to tackle the hardest thing to do, which is getting everybody off of fossil fuels. That's the hardest thing you could do, is getting everybody off of fossil fuels. Instead of trying to tackle that, it's looking at what policies we have, or like, think of what are the policies we have to, you know, take and implement, and to work on specific issues, in the space. But yeah.
About space.
Yeah, for sure. It made me think about other planet, but yeah.
Shit. I love planets.
But yeah, he kicked off the podcast with saying, "You just gotta view at it. You gotta view it realistically," and I got that. You know. You just have to view it realistically.
Right? Oh, yeah. Don't.
Because in the media, it's like, we want this. Like, we want the hard cold turkey.
Oh, right.
It's like, bro.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Bro, like, calm down. Like, calm down, man. Yeah, like, this shit not good for us, man. Like, smoke be killing us. Like, you know those fireplaces are really bad for the fucking environment? You know when we made a fire, guys? Yeah.
Yes. We had a lot of fun making it, too.
That was so bad for the environment.
That is very true. But that is just a circle of life. See, that those trees had to die.
Why were we made?
Because they had to go. Right? You know,
why were we made then? Like, I know. Like, we was going to do this shit.
Yeah, Joe Rogan was like, no one is out here. It's
it's funny.
Wait, what?
Who's not here, bro? Come on.
Like, no one is biased. That's so we don't feel we affect the environment because it's like we can't podcast. Oh, we can't see our effects on the world because how big the world is.
Shit's massive.
To us. Like, our campfire affected something. We don't know how.
Yeah.
But it does, even though how small it is.
It adds on. Damn. Damn.
Just be careful.
That's like saying, do as I say, not as. Yeah. Do. But yeah, do that. I look fucking better than a hoe right now. But
how do you do that?
You get your index and your middle fingers, and you go like that. For those that don't know, I know I had to like low key get it down and dirty, but once I got it, I got it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of clean, huh?
How you do that? I can't see my hands. Hold up.
Yeah.
I literally haven't been able to.
Watch me also be doing it wrong. Like, god damn it, folks. How do y'all do it?
There's a new character in the Black Panther movie called Ironheart. Like an Iron Man.
That shouldn't be. Look at how. Oh, fuck me.
This kind of looks like.
Okay, how do you do it?
No más hazlo, bro. Come on.
There you go.
This is it?
I know, right?
Why is me? Clean. Where's wrong, man?
Miguel's looks so fucking. Well, yours is because you're doing it. Oh, what the fuck? How do you do it? you're what the fuck? What the fuck? No, you're doing it like that. You're doing it like that. You have to go like,
you have to put all your other fingers away.
Yeah, you're doing it like that, Chris. Put your shit down like that. Yo, Chris, doom. You're going to go doom. Go
doom. Like Chris has doom. Some like testicles.
You're going like this, go doom.
Right? You have to put your other fingers away, bro.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. And then you gotta make sure, like, Heaver got it, like, closer type. Like, mine look like a diamond, huh? Like, I look like a diamond, bro. That's crazy. I made a diamond. No, what's it called? But
I got it.
There you go. You got a little, yeah. I got long fingers, too. So I feel like the longer your fingers are, the cooler it looks. But, like, yeah.
Dang, like, no, I've seen some people with small hands, like, really small hands do this shit.
True. Well, can't.
I can't close my hands. Okay.
Bro, we gotta fucking close this shit. I'm done, bro. Nah, man. Come on. Yeah, I'm done.
Like, bro,
this.
Like, my there. Fingers are cramping up.
This
bro.
Is it. Did it. Look. Just close these. Look, guys. Boom. Put your thumb in. Boom. Like that. Go straight. Curl.
It's not boom. Hard, bro.